Now, this is the key to your deliberate creating. See yourself as a magnet, attracting unto you the way you feel at any point in time. When you feel clear and in control, you will attract circumstances of clarity. When you feel happy, you will attract circumstances of happiness. When you feel healthy, you will attract circumstances of health. When you feel prosperous, you will attract circumstances of prosperity. When you feel loved, you will attract circumstances of love. Literally, the way you feel is your point of attraction. And so the value of segment intending is to pause many times during a day to say, this is what I want from this period of my life experience. I want it and I expect it. And as you set forth those powerful words, you become what we call a selective sifter. You attract into your experience what you want. You see, the universe, indeed the very world in which you live, is filled with all sorts of things. There are things that you like very much, just as there are things that you do not like very much. But all of it, that which you like and that which you do not like, comes to you only by your invitation in thought. And so if you are taking time many times in a day to identify what it is that you want and to set forth your statement of desire and expectation, do you not see the power of magnetic attraction that you have control over? No more will you be the victim, there is not really that, but no more will you be the indeliberate attractor or the default attractor. Once you begin to segment your day, to identify many times in the day what it is you are wanting, now you are deliberate attractor. And that is a joyful experience. The reason that segments are effective is because you are wanting to consider so many things. And when you try to consider them all at the same time, you bring forth too many subjects. And by law of attraction, you become overwhelmed and confused. The value of the intending segment by segment is that you do not try to chew on so much at any one time. You say, what is it that I want now? For example, when your telephone rings, if you pick up the telephone and say, good morning, who is this? And when you hear who it is, you say, one moment please, and say to yourself, what is it that I am most wanting to achieve in this conversation? I'm wanting to uplift the other. I'm wanting to be understood. I'm wanting the other to understand my seriousness, and I'm wanting the other to be influenced. I'm wanting the other to be stimulated, excited by my words. Indeed, I'm wanting this to be a successful conversation. When you come back on the line, you have prepaved, and that other will respond to you much more in accordance to your desire than if you did not take that time. Mm-hmm. When another has made the telephone call, they are knowing what they are wanting. They have called you. And you must take a moment to identify what you are wanting. Otherwise, by the power of their influence, they may achieve what they are wanting, but you may not. When you are reading a book, your intent for receptive thought is a value, while your intent for safety is not so important. When you are talking on the telephone, your intent to communicate clearly is important, while you are reading the book by yourself, communication is not important. If you are wanting many things all at the same time, it adds confusion. But when you focus upon the specifics of what you are wanting in any particular moment, you bring clarity and therefore power and therefore speed. And that is the point of the segment intending. To stop as you are entering in a new segment, to identify what it is you are most wanting so that you may give your attention and therefore draw power unto that. Some of you are focused during some segments of your day's experience, but there are very few of you who are focused much of your day. An identification of segments and an intent to identify what is most important within those segments will put you in the position of being a deliberate, magnetic attractor or creator in each of your segments throughout your day. Not only will you find that you are more productive, but you will find that you are happier. For as you are deliberately intending and then allowing and receiving, you will find great contentment. You are growth-seeking beings, and as you are moving forward, you are at your happiest. While you have that feeling of stagnation, you are not at your happiest.